Good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of my home office in Takapuna in Auckland. The sun is shining, it's a bit chilly today, a bit of an autumnal feel about it. Of course, our clocks in New Zealand go back this week, and Ireland went forward last week, so we've a 12-hour time difference at the moment, but that'll go to 11 at the weekend when clocks move forward. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, wherever you're listening tonight. I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. We'll bring you news from New Zealand and plenty of music. And welcome along to some new listeners. Went to see them three Irish guys performing at the Bruce Mason Theatre in Takapuna on Tuesday night, Fall, Arms and Hog. Very entertaining. Pace was packed, and great to see so many Irish people out supporting an Irish comedy trio that are very, very good. Right, we'll start off tonight with the Ballad of Ruby Walsh, Christy Moore. Take it away, Christy. great Kirsty Moore singing about the great Ruby Walsh there, and that was called The Ballad of Ruby Walsh. Where we look at the headlines from the Irish Independent this evening. All-Ireland winning hurler Pat Ryan jailed for perjury but immediately launches an appeal. Just reading about this story here. Won three All-Irelands with Limerick, but he told lies about getting a speeding fine in front of a judge. And the judge today sentenced him to 2 weeks jail, but he's appealed it straight away. Whether it'll go to a higher court, what will happen, we'll just have to wait and see. Of course, Ireland last night opened their Euro qualifier, Euro 25 qualifier, and they basically played France at home, and one defensive error led to a great goal for France and a magnificent save by the French goalkeeper almost on full time denied Ireland a point. So not a great start, a huge crowd at the Aviva Stadium, and it looks like the crowds are coming back and supporting an Irish team with a lot of young talent there. Páirc Uí Chaoimh to host Allianz National Division 1 final between Limerick and Kilkenny on the 8th of April. We'll give you all the sports results later. And don't forget, if you want to keep up to date with watching your favourite team playing in the playoffs of the league finals or in the championship, log on to gaago.ie, gaago.ie, and you can get the full year's plan there. You can go in and buy individual matches. What else is on the headlines there? Enoch Burke excluded from courtroom over contempt of court after repeated clashes with judge. This is the ongoing court issues relating to the teacher down in County Westmead, and the court case undergoing at the moment, whether the school obviously sacked him unfairly. Grandfather of three children killed in their tally homes described identifying their bodies. Yeah, that was back in, I think, around September, and around the same week as Jack de Bromhead died. I remember there was two tragedies there in the space of a few days. Kerry woman, 86, faces eviction from her home. They can't put my mother out on the street. And last week, after we were on air, two people, a man in his 60s, early 60s, and a woman in her late 50s, were arrested in connection with the ongoing investigation into the discovery of a baby boy almost 40 years ago on a beach down in Kerry. But both were released without being charged with this baby's murder on Friday, and the file sent to the DPP. Remember, anybody living in Ireland, the time of the 80s, it was strange times with the Gardaí investigating the death of this baby, and then got another woman in another part of Kerry who had a stillborn baby and buried it on her farm, charged her with the murder. Subsequently, the charges were dropped. There was a big inquiry, and this poor woman, Johanna Hayes, was her dignity was stripped in front of everybody. A book written about it, but the government issued an official apology to her and her family about 4 years ago, and I'm sure she got a good payout. So there are some of the headlines making the stories. Finally here, Gerry Adams claims the IRA could have gone on forever without the Good Friday Agreement. Just over a week away from the 25th anniversary. And I heard on national radio here in New Zealand this morning that authorities in Northern Ireland are on high alert at the moment regarding a possible terrorism attack or an attack by dissident Republicans. So obviously it's 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement was signed, but we know there was an attempt on the murder of a senior detective in Omagh a few weeks ago. So dissident extremists on both sides of the divide. Of course, this is all as a result of this ongoing issue over Brexit, and had we didn't have Brexit, maybe things might be a lot better. Right, as I said, I went to Foyle Arms and Hog last night at the Bruce Mason Theatre and Takapuna. Good entertainment. They're up online there on YouTube if you want to have a look at what they do. They're quite funny. Met quite a few people, including John and Ruth Gibbons from Dublin. So John and Ruth, I know you heard a little bit of last week's programme where I played a request for a colleague of yours in the medical field, so I thought we'd play a Dublin song for you tonight, and hopefully you'll be tuning in on a regular basis. So here is the Dubliners and the Rare Old Times with John and Ruth.
On songs and stories, heroes of renown sing tales of glories. At once was Dublin town, the hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes. At once was part of Dublin in the rare old times.
Yes, the late Ronnie Drew there in Dublin in the rare old times. Special request going out for John and Ruth Gibbons from Dublin, who were listening to Ireland Calling. And you're listening to us here in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Wellington on Sunday night, Capitol Coast Sunday afternoon, and Christchurch on Saturday night. And greetings to people listening around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz, of course, the programme. Brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, and they've been supporting the programme now for many years. Well, we interviewed Minister McConnellogue on the programme here 2 weeks ago, and I was out for my early morning walk. My dog, Seamus, this morning, and listened to an interview with him on Drive Time all about new procedures put into place regarding dog ownership and looking after dogs in Ireland. This morning or today, he announced the appointment of 40 new dog wardens to be employed right around the country. And of course, they're going to enforce fines, and fines have doubled for people that don't follow the regulations laid down, especially for certain breeds of dogs that are supposed to wear muzzles and be on a lead at all times. In fact, there was a story at the in the paper at the weekend where a lovely farmer in Wicklow, and his land or his farm is part of a lovely tramping walk which is very popular with people, but there was an incident recently where a man and his son came along with three dogs. And no dog's obviously allowed to go through the farm, and he's got sheep and young lambs. But this particular person just walked on by and actually pushed him out of the way and knocked him over. And as a result of that, he's now put a stop to walkers going through his farm. He said he's lost a number of sheep and young lambs over the years. So it's an issue, obviously, in Ireland that the government have looked at. Finally, I see Women of Honour report Defence Forces barely tolerates women at best and abuses women in ranks at worst. And again, Mr McConnell was questioned on this report that came out today. And there's going to be a big inquiry into the way female soldiers and defence personnel have been treated with the Defence Forces in Ireland. Right, we'll take another piece of music. High Kings are coming down here in a few weeks' time, and we'll have here the hour with Galway Girl.
Well, I took it for the old long walk of a day, I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day, and I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue, and I knew right then I'd be taking a world round the salt hill pond with a dog. Rain came down on the day, and she asked me up to her flat downtown of a fine tough day, and I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a swirl. Was all alone with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I've traveled around, I've been all over this world, but I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl. We'll be right back.
High Kings, they're coming to New Zealand in a few weeks' time, playing at the Tuning Fork, which is beside the Spark Arena, down there on the 24th of May. And they're coming to New Zealand for the first time. They're from Dublin, a traditional folk group who gave a new life to a new generation of Irish and Celtic music fans. The High Kings renovate the songs of days gone by and put their own twist on them, bringing them into the 21st century. If you want to go along and see them, friends of mine have seen them in Ireland a few times, and recommend you going to see them. They thought they're an outstanding group. So only one concert, and is at the Tuning Fork on the 24th of May. Looking at the Irish Examiner front page here this evening, Taoiseach, Minister of Defence, former Taoiseach Micheál Martin, is shocked and disgusted by the findings of the Defence Forces report that I mentioned there. I was followed, mocked and threatened. Stark findings in the Defence Forces report. So, obviously, what will come out of that, it'll be interesting to see. But Micheál Martin, Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, is obviously on the case now, and hopefully some of the issues, I think from listening to the Minister this evening, a lot of these are historical issues, things are much, much better now, but we're just going to have to wait and see what will happen there. What else has been happening in Ireland over the last week? Of course, you had the vote of no confidence and a counter vote of confidence in the government. The no confidence motion was defeated by Sinn Féin. This is into the government's handling of the housing crisis in Ireland. And the government managed to do a deal with the support of a number of independents, but one of their coalition partners, Nessa Hurricane from the Greens, she voted against the government and was immediately suspended by the Green Party from their caucus for at least 15 months. And there's unrest within the party now, and some people say maybe should we have full support in our leader, Eamon Ryan? But anyway, there's another motion of no confidence happening tomorrow. This is put forward by the Labour Party, and this one could be closer. But obviously, the whole issue of housing, affordable housing, and successive governments have really, not helped the situation. And come the next election, which will be in less than 2 years, this is the drum that Sinn Féin are beaten with, and they probably will have a great chance of getting into power, promising lots of things to lots of people. Whether they'll be able to deliver, we'll just have to wait and see. But again, come back to Minister McConnell, he was interviewed on this evening on Irish Radio, and he said that there's more and more houses coming on stream. There's grants for people to do up old derelict houses, and there's grants for people to do up houses that haven't been used. And of course, all of this related to the government lifting the ban on evictions, which can happen from 1st of April. And it just means that if you want to, if you're a landlord and you want to sell your house and you want to get rid of the tenants, you have the powers now to evict them. But whether that'll happen, we'll just have to wait and see. Right, we'll move on and we'll come back and have a look at some of the sporting results from the weekend and let you know who's playing in all the league finals. This time we will go with Sinead Lohan, Sailing By. There and sailing by, and hope you don't sail off yet for another half an hour. You're listening to programme Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We just look at some of the all the results at the weekend. It was the finals round of Gaelic football and hurling matches last weekend, and I'm just looking here at fixtures. So it's Cork were beaten by Kilkenny in one semi-final in the hurling, and Limerick beat Tipperary. So it's Limerick against Kilkenny, and as mentioned, that final will be on Sunday week. But on the football leagues, I'm just looking it up here now, Football Alliance Football Leagues, I know Galway are playing Mayo on Sunday afternoon in Dublin in the league football final, and you've got Dublin playing Derry in Division 2, and both Dublin and Derry promoted Dublin down to Division 1 last year, and they had one of their former players come out, Stephen Cluxton, to be on standby and played last week as a result of a number of their goalkeepers being injured. Division 3, I'm pretty sure it's Fermanagh are in the final there, and but all the finals have been played in Croke Park this weekend. And of course, you know, you can watch all these games in the comfort of your own home here if you sign up and get a subscription to GAAGO.ie. GAAGO.ie. So it's Mayo and Galway in Division 1 final, and you've got Derry and Dublin Division 2. Division 3, we've got Fermanagh and Cavan, yeah, next door neighbours there. And finally, Division 4 final is between Sligo and Wicklow. So good news for Derry and Dublin. They're moving up to the top ranks, but not good news for our man Donegal. They've been demoted, and the news got worse for Donegal last week with their manager stepping down after only a couple of months in the job. And Donegal Football Board announced this evening that their assistant manager is going to take over. Aidan O'Rourke, he's going to remain in charge of the Donegal footballers for the rest of the inter-county season. The county board confirmed this evening he's taken over from Paddy Carr, who resigned last week after only a short term in office. And of course, the Irish ladies rugby team didn't have great success last weekend. They played against Wales and were convincingly beaten 31-5 in Cardiff. So they play France this weekend, and France, they were winners over Italy 22-12 last week. But certainly England and France are the strong women's team. We know we saw them down here last year in the Women's Rugby World Cup. Right, we'll continue on and play another piece of music here, and this time we'll go with Celtic Woman and May It Be.
Come on.
Yes, beautiful song there, May It Be, from an album released a number of years ago from Celtic Woman. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and brought to you programme each week with support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, when I mentioned the start of the programme, the clocks in Ireland, they went forward last week, so into spring, although the weather isn't spring-like at the moment. Pretty chilly over there, and our clocks go back here this weekend, so there'll be 11 hour time difference. So when it's 10 o'clock here on a Wednesday morning, it'll be 11 p.m. there on Tuesday night. Looking at some of the Irish, the stories in the Irish Times, that story on the defence report is featured prominently there. The Enoch Burke did not object to earlier request in relation to transitioning student, the court heard today. All Ireland winning hurler Pat Ryan appeals jail sentence after telling court a brazen lie. He certainly got the book thrown at him by the judge today. Something bad is about to happen. Nashville attackers warning to a friend. Leah Varadkar and Holly Cairns trade accusations as pressure rises on government. Holly, the youngest political leader in Ireland, was elected leader of the Social Democrats there about 3 weeks ago. What else is happening there? All the big stories mentioned earlier. MI5 raises Northern Ireland terror threat level to severe, as we mentioned, coming up to the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, and no confirmation on the dates or venues that President Biden will be attending. It's expected that he will visit Ireland within the next month, towards the end of April, with visits planned to his ancestral homelands in Mayo and County Louth, and obviously taking events in Dublin and in Belfast to commemorate the work of the Good Friday Agreement. But certainly everybody in Ireland, north and south, just hope that the end of the violence is long gone and people can move on. And the DUP came out the other day and they said they're not happy with the latest renegotiated deal regarding the protocol issue. And it looks like there'll be no further negotiations, so it's going to be take it or leave it, because the British government and the European Union have said there'll be no more concessions. So if the unionists don't agree, the Democratic Unionist Party, it's unlikely they'll go back into government, and then you could have rule imposed by London. So it's not the situation that the people want there in Northern Ireland, indeed. Anywhere. I just think the whole thing's a bit of a mess, and it's gone on for quite a while. Right, Arthur McBride from Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. Quite a long song. Enjoy it.
Fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold. list and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothes he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning.
Time for it being on Christmas morning.
Yes, the great Paul Brady there, and Andy Irvine, and that song, Arthur MacBride, and one of the great Irish musicians. Paul grew up in Strabane. Father was a teacher there. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and broadcasting here on a Wednesday in Auckland, Christchurch, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, Kapiti Coast, and Sunday evening in Wellington, and greetings to people listening around New Zealand on planetaudio.org.nz. Welcome along if you tuned in for the first time. We've only been going since August 1990. I did the first broadcast, and for many years, 20 years, did the broadcast the All-Ireland Finals on radio around New Zealand. But of course now you can watch every Gaelic game thanks to new technology by having a subscription to gaago.ie. And especially coming up to the league finals, all them games coming on this weekend. If you want to see your team playing, or the following week, the hurling finals, you can sign up there. Just go online. You can watch it on your phone, iPad, into your computer, connect into your smart TV. And of course, the championship starts pretty much the following week. And Mayo are in a bit of a quandary because they're playing Galway this weekend at 4 o'clock in Croke Park on Sunday. And the following Saturday, they play Roscommon in the first round of the Connacht Championship. They did ask for the game to be brought forward by 24 hours, but Galway manager Padraig Joyce said in an interview after being interviewed last week, he says his team would be in Croke Park at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and we'll leave it there. And the GAA confirmed that there was going to be no change to accommodate Mayo's request for an earlier fixture, kick-off time. With Mayo looking good, Kevin McStay, former Mayo player, now manager, and I see Joe Brawley has come out and said that they looked like the team that could go all the way and put that curse from 1951 behind them and go on and win an All-Ireland final this year. I know some of the other teams will have other ideas, including my own County Galway, beaten in the final last year by Kerry, but they had a good win over Kerry last Sunday to confirm their status in Division 1. Obviously there was no danger of them being demoted, but they got into the final against Mayo, and I'm sure there'll be a good crowd in Croke Park this weekend for the games. Moving on, we got another 10 or 12 minutes to go here, and we'll go with we had a song from movie our Sinead Lohan earlier. We'll go with Francis Black, Field Behind the Plough. Slide. title of that song on my system here said it was The Field Behind the Plough with Francis Black, but it certainly wasn't Francis Black and not The Field Behind the Plough. Of course, the song was called She Moved Through the Fair, and I'm pretty sure that song could have been sung by Irish singer Niamh Parsons. A beautiful version of She Moved Through the Fair. We'll move through some of the other headlines in the paper. As I mentioned earlier, Ireland lost to France last night. Had a good first half and certainly, you know, it looked like they might have got a point out of it. But early in the second half, they made a terrible defensive error and you don't give chances to France, and they scored. And it was 1-0 up to literally much injury time. And from a corner, Ireland, back, had an unbelievable save by the French goalkeeper and denied us a point. So next round of games are in June. But certainly Ireland looked like they're playing a better brand of football. And the stadium, Aviva Stadium, was packed there last night. Kerry Harden got into a spot of bother because she retweeted a tweet last year about a debate on immigrants, and obviously she deleted the tweet after she retweeted it without thinking twice. But she was interviewed during the week on one of the radio stations, might have been News Talk in Ireland or an Off the Ball sports podcast, and one of the interviewers asked her about the tweet, but she didn't give a straight answer, so she got a bit flustered. Anyway, she ended up kind of cutting the interview short at the end. But of course, Kelly, a hero, winning the gold medal for Ireland in the Olympics back in Japan 2 years ago, and she'll be hoping to retain that title again at the next Olympics, which will be in Paris next year. What else has happened? If you want to buy a house in Louth, there's a nice house there with its own gym on the market for €795,000. And there's a Charon Cottage on a 50-acre farm next door to Dromoland Castle Estate. That's for €695,000 if you want to retire back to Ireland. And just looking at the farming section of the Independent, dairy farmers set to lose over €1 billion as processors slash the milk price. And what else is happening over there? Andrew Bergen, for decades we've treated the soil as an adversary to be battered into submission, but now we need it as an ally. And finally, a story there about what this Wexford farmer is looking, what he's looking for to choose his cows to breed for replacement. So the Farming Independent is all behind a paywall there. If you're a subscriber, all these Irish papers now used to be free to read, but they're all behind, like papers here in New Zealand, behind paywalls. But I subscribe to the Irish Times, and you look at the RTE website, you can get plenty of news there. Right, we've got about five more minutes to go before the end of the programme. In fact, 4 minutes. We have just time for Christy Moore and The Real and the Flickering Light.
As I was walking home one evening, I noticed next believe I met a group of creatures with the strangest looking features. A poor old dog and a woman weed, a fine old pigeon indeed. A daddy long legs jumped up sprightly, danced at the reel in the flickering light. All round we go, heel to the toe. A daddy long legs jumped up sprightly, danced at the reel in the flickering light. On his tin and wispy spindles, he was deft and he was nimble. His eyes were scientific, and his dancing was terrific. And the rats and the worms made a din, the nettles in the corner took it in. God says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel and the flickering light. All round we go, heel to the toe. God says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel and the flickering light. Then the daddy long legs looked at me directly with a gaze that could dissect me. And he asked me in a whisper, hey, have you got any sisters? Good God Almighty, says I to him, what sort of a man do you think I am? I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. All round we go, heel to the toe. I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Says he, does she come from another planet? Has she got a bee in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? You never know, we might be suited. And the rats and the worms began to laugh. Some of them started shuffling off. We're gonna have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering light. All round we go, heel to the toe. We're gonna have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering light. I could see that he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple or magenta, like a statue Jordan let. Says I, I'll get her right away. Good man, says he, don't delay. We're gonna have some fun tonight, getting ready for the meal and the flickering light. All round we go, heel to the toe. We're gonna have some fun tonight, getting ready for the meal and the flickering light. And then up stepped a red carnation, and they gave her an ovation.
Yes, well, Christy will take us to the end of the show tonight. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support. And me, Oliver Lee, I'll be back again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. Good night now, and goodbye, and God bless.
She was bright and she was charming, and I heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper, and his delicate legs of silver. And the rats and the worms were still as mice. The poor old pigeon said, that's nice. A shimmering veil on a lovely bride. We danced at the reel in the flickering light. All round we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on a lovely bride. We danced at the reel in the flickering light. All round we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on a lovely bride. We danced at the reel in the flickering light. Oh.